So this, in other words, West Knoxville or Sequoia Hills, we were the one wealthier neighborhood, probably the wealthier.
I think it used to be. I think it probably is maybe not now. People still, you know, my children have really liked that because we are not wealthy. And we started out in a very small house here and just increased the size of the one that we were in and have had a very hard time finishing it, you know. So we're really not in that classification. And they all the time get from other children, now they're not exactly children, they're almost grown up, but from other neighborhoods, you know, they say, gee, you know, all you rich kids live in Sequoia. And they have really laughed about that because it's not true anymore.
Talk about the different neighborhoods. What would you say are the major, say, middle class or working class neighborhoods in Knoxville?
Let's see. I think of North Knoxville, probably, as being one, and particular areas out there like North Hills. And I guess around the university area where it is residential, is that part of being somewhat middle class. In fact, there's some areas almost in all directions in town that I think have, you know, that middle class, working class group. And I think we have it because I feel like we really fit into that.
What about, say, poor neighborhoods?
Poor neighborhoods. I guess inevitably I still connect it with the black population by and large, and those neighborhoods around University Avenue and over in that section to me do look.
Mechanicsville?
I guess it is. I think that is Mechanicsville. Mm-hmm. And Lonsdale is another area I think of.
Is that the same way?
Uh-huh.
Is that Western?
Right. Those areas I think of as probably being pretty poor. Some of the other working class, middle class, or newer places, like, and I may be wrong about this, but, you know, my impression is that perhaps West Haven area and places like Cumberland States, maybe a little bit further up, maybe not as many blue-collar workers, but
these are out west.
They're sort of like northwest, I guess, from here. And then as far as the wealthier neighborhoods, you know, like Fox Den.
Where is that located?
That's very far west. It's about 15 to 20 miles from here, anyway, west. And then the River Bend area is another wealthy area. But those are fairly recent.
I've never been in the River Bend area until last Sunday. I went over to the boys' house and played some basketball.
That's a pretty area.
It's pretty. And you mentioned black neighborhoods, and most of the blacks, are they concentrated in East Knoxville and in the Mechanicsville, Lonsdale area? Is that?
Yes, that's what I think. We have some families. I mean, there are little pockets in West Knoxville where there are, you know, a whole couple of blocks of black families, but those are really, they're just little pockets. I mean, you don't find real masses of blacks west. Although, now that there's, you know, there can't be discrimination in housing, I find that people I've worked with, the younger ones particularly, like to move out into apartments and houses that are west. But you just don't find a lot of them.
This is pretty much the movement of the whole city.
Yeah, it really is.
It's pretty similar to Oak Ridge, so.
Yeah, well, it's probably run together somewhere, I think.